for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Monday evening, December the 25th, 1995. Midwinter Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Lady Coffee, Mildred, she's going to come and teach for a while this evening, and then I assume that whatever she teaches, we'll continue and do that. Okay. Come on, Mildred, and we thank the Lord for the ability He's given you to teach.
Praise the Lord. I got this morning, the Lord got me up fairly early this morning, and I was doing some more studying on the soul, and I have taught on this before, but not like this, but the Lord informed me this afternoon the reason He wanted me to teach on the soul was I'm going to do deliverance. We're going to do deliverance on the soul tonight. And if you want deliverance, listen to me, listen to and apply it to yourself, and prepare yourself to receive it.
Amen.
You know, I was sharing the other night when we had testimony that I had been going through some battles this year, and the physical battles. And I changed my confession, brother, after brother preached last night. Whenever he preached, I lost the track of time. I said, every time I preach on the soul, I get blessed. I've been going through an attack, and so now I'm going to be blessed after I preach on the soul instead of an attack. So praise the Lord. But you know, to show you that the enemy didn't want me to do this, when I started out of the bathtub tonight, I like to fell out of the tub. And we've been in spiritual warfare up there at the trailer all afternoon. I mean, we have been in warfare. So, it's always good to have it confirm what you're going to do, because the devil didn't like it, so he was attacking. So we just, praise the Lord. We had prayer meeting in the trailer, and then we came back and prayed some more here. So, praise the Lord. Well, you know, I really did want to share tonight on sins of the fathers or something in that area. But when the Lord just instructed me to go this way, I got a scripture in Ezekiel that I want to start with, and just to show you that, if I can find it, I didn't write it down. Oh, I have it. It's Ezekiel 16, chapter 16, verse 44, on the sins of the fathers, and this is going to have to do show you that some of these soul ties that we have, and the fragmented soul can come from the mother as well as the fathers. In Ezekiel chapter 16 and verse 44, it says, behold, everyone that uses proverbs shall use this proverb against thee, saying, as is the mother, so is her daughter. Thou art thy mother's daughter that loatheth her husband and her children. Thou art the sister of thy sisters which loathe their children, and their children, your mother was a Hittite and your father an Amorite. So the Lord gave that to me one day. I was ministering to a lady, and always was going after curses from her sins of the fathers, because we know the seed comes from the man, and you know, you've got all the books on the sins of the fathers, but here you see that he said that the scripture says that you're like it, their daughters are like their mothers. So I want to share some on the soul tonight, on the fragmented soul, the soul ties, however this goes, however the Lord leads. But simply to show you that a lot of our problems physically that we're having can come through the souls of our fathers, our mothers, our grandmothers, or great-grandmothers. And I learned a lot of this through the last attack that I went under, was going through. We had had gone after a lot of different witchcraft curses and things, and on me, and I could get better, but it didn't seem like I could get healed. And I was in a lot of warfare and pain. But when we began to go after the soul of my mother on me, it wasn't any time till I got over the attack I was under. We called the soul of my mother out of me. And so then the Lord began to show me. We went on and back to the grandmother, and we had been going after the father, my father and my grandfather and all this. So anyways, I just want to throw that out to start with, because that's where we're going to go into deliverance later, okay? So bear with me. So if you will, I really want to start tonight in Genesis, in the second chapter of Genesis. And I just praise the Lord. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your love and your mercy and your grace. And I thank you, Father, that you said that you would give us the hidden manna of this word to the overcomer. And Father, we claim tonight that hidden manna as we walk and learn to walk as overcomers. And Father, we just ask you to reveal your word to us, to open up to us, that we can see. Father, we know there's so much we don't know about your word, but we desire to know it, and we ask you to open it up to us that we might receive it and walk in it and walk in the power and authority that you've given unto us in the name of Jesus. Now, Satan, I put you on notice. You have no part here tonight in the name of Jesus. And I come in my authority where I'm seated in Christ Jesus in the third heaven, far above principalities and powers and rules of darkness. And I break your hold over this place and over any, and you will not loose anything against my mind in the name of Jesus or against me. In Jesus' name, I call for the angels of the Lord to encamp around about me. And Father, I ask you to fill this place with angels tonight. Cover each one of us with the blood of Jesus. And as we go into deliverance, Father, later on, we just ask that your angels stand guard in Jesus' name. We thank you again for the binding and loosing that Jesus said, whatsoever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, whatsoever we loose is loose. So in the name of Jesus, we bind every spirit and every negative thought or doubt and unbelief that would try to hinder us in the name of Jesus. And we thank you again for deliverance and for your word that Jesus came, that was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. In Genesis, in chapter 2, in verse 1, says, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, and which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. And these are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created, and in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And we see that when the mist came up from the earth and God formed man, he breathed into him, and man became a living soul. And when I began to learn about the soul being fragmented and removed and soul ties and all of this, that the devil, from the very beginning, wanted this, what man was. And the soul came from God in man. And so the devil wanted it. Now, don't turn me off. If you've never heard anything on this, don't turn it off. Because first time I ever heard anything about the soul being even soul ties, I thought, I never heard anything like this, and I wanted to know where it came from. And the Lord spoke to me very plainly about it that night and said, listen. So I just want to show you what some of the things that I'm still learning. I've been in this a long time, digging into this, in the soul, in the area of. To start with, let me ask you something. Most of us are older. There's a few younger people here. But let me ask you something. The Word says, but we have the mind of Christ. And we quote that, and we... But how much can you remember? How much memory? How much that have you learned, even in the, especially in the Word of God, that you cannot remember, that it slips? This is the way the Lord really began to show me that the devil steals it out of our mind. What is the soul? It's the mind, the will, the emotion, the personality, the ability, your appetite. That's what man is made up of. Over in 1 Thessalonians in chapter 5, it said that God wants us restored whole. What? Spirit, soul, and body. So why did he want it restored and want us to be ever with whole if we were, when we're saved, if we're totally made whole? Now I'm going to show you that the devil got part of your soul before you got saved. He got part of it before you got saved. Because you were walking in his territory. And so then we get, you know, every one of you know this 23rd Psalm, don't you? He restores my soul. I came out of the Baptist church and I always thought, my thinking was that, well, I got saved and so my soul's restored. You know, I mean, nobody ever told me any different. But the brother, I believe, he used a 19th Psalm last night. And there's one of those, one of the verses there talks about the word is, restores the soul. The word that it uses returns, or I forgot how it goes. I'd have to look it up to quote it to you, because I looked the word up and it says it. And in the footnotes in my Bible, it says the word restores the soul. So it tells me that our soul needs to be restored. And so when God breathed the breath of life into man and man became a living soul, the devil went to work on him. If you want to see it, read over, you know, Genesis 3, where Eve partook of the forbidden fruit and she fell. But why did he want to take part of the soul? It was because God had given them the dominion over the works of his hands. Genesis 1. Verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Now he's restored it back to us through Jesus, the dominion. And I heard the brother talking about he goes fishing, that and he literally commands a fish to bite, I'm sure, because I know you can do it. I've seen it done. I've done it, and I know you can. But you see, we really don't believe all of this. We're mentally sinning the scripture because it's not been able to work in us. We know healing is ours. Why aren't we healed? Because we've got so much unbelief in us, because so much of what God created and put in me, my soul that he put in me, so much of it has been removed that it's hard for us to really believe it. Oh, we say we believe. Now, I tell you, every one of us believe. The scripture tells me in James that the demons fear and tremble. They do believe, and I've had them tell me I believe a lot more than you do. And said, they always tell me they know a lot more of the Word than I do. And I'm sure they do, because they know the Word. But the thing is, we know it, we mentally see it, but there's so much in us that keeps us from believing it and walking in it. God wants us to walk in authority. He wants us to walk and to make the world around us look at us and be jealous and want to know why we're doing the things we're doing. But we're not doing it. We're not doing it, and God wants us to do it. And one of the reasons we're not doing it is because the devil has had such a hold on our minds, our wills, and our emotions. And God wants it restored.
Yes. The law of the Lord is perfect.
Converting the soul. And that word, restoring the soul, and that, bring it back. Bring it back to where it was when God made us. You see, in Luke, when Elizabeth conceived John. The scripture says that John was filled with the Holy Spirit in his mother's womb, and his mother was filled. So I want you to know something, that as the devil counterfeits everything God's got. And if God would fill a person with the Holy Spirit in the mother's womb, the devil will try to take out anything he can in the mother's womb. had a demon tell me, and this girl, one of the girls I was working on, he got real indignant with me because I wasn't giving him recognizing him to be who he said he was. And he said, I'll have you know I'm a great one, you know, and all this. And I said, where did you come from? I'll have you know I've been in her since she was in her mother's womb. I said, you lie. And he said, the Lord was quickening it to me, and he said, as God would fill with the Holy Spirit, why not a familiar spirit? A familiar spirit is a counterfeit of the Holy Spirit. It operates in people just like the, tries to, and to deceive people. So God wanted us to have dominion. He wants us to walk in authority. He gave it to us. Didn't Jesus come and die for us to have all of this?
Yes.
You know, Jesus is coming for a bride without spot or wrinkle.
Amen.
And he's coming for one that's going to walk in authority and power. And the devil's doing everything he can to keep us from walking in that. And God says, it's going on in Genesis 1, the last verse said, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning was the sixth day. So God made man. He made him in his image. And I'm going to go to Psalms chapter 8 and look at it again, where God said he'd given to man. You know, I'm not telling you all in scriptures you don't know. Every one of you here know these scriptures. You know the word. But, you know, we really need to go back sometime. I was telling a girl in my church, I said, go down to Walmart and buy you a Bible that don't pay much for it. And then, get you a good one you can read. And get you a marker and begin to mark it like you never read it before. And let God speak to you through the Word.
Yeah.
We're reading the Word with what we've been taught and out of, through our colored glasses to where God can't show us anything new. And it's not new. It's in the book. We've been overlooking it all these years. He restores my soul. I didn't know my soul needed to be restored. I'll get to it. Don't give up on me, okay? Psalms 8 in verse 3 says, when I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visited him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou hast made him to have dominion over the works of thy hand. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. God made man to be an authority. He did not mean for man to walk where he's walking today. And the enemy has done everything he can to steal, to rob, and to kill and to destroy. And Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And we know that with our heads, but we've got to know down here that God's Word has given it to us, and we've got to walk in this. We've got to receive it and believe it. You see, we won't receive. And I hope we don't miss an unteachable spirit tonight, because every one of us, including me, has an unteachable spirit. We have an unteachable spirit. We will not let the Spirit of the Lord show us anything that we say we are open to it, but we won't. If someone walks up, I was telling Peggy, my little granddaughter, wasn't my granddaughter, excuse me, it was a little girl in our church, walked up to me and said, Coffee, none of them call me Mrs., they call me Coffee, you got a heart on your sweater. I said, well, Elizabeth, I've been wearing this sweater for years. It doesn't have a heart on it. Now, I don't buy anything with hearts on it, not intentionally. She said, she took home my sweater and she pulled it out and she said, there's a heart on your sweater. That child saw it and came up to me, and first thing I said was, no. See, we do that when they go to show us something. When people go, and God can use a child to teach us.
Yeah.
He can use a child to do deliverance on you, too, if you'd let him, because they have a lot more faith than you and I do. Their faith is pure. If a child believes in something, they believe it. But God has given us authority. He's given us dominion. And the devil has done everything he could to steal it from us. And he's done it by working on our soulish area to remove parts of our mind, our will, our emotions, and put a lot of unbelief in its place. He never takes anything away. What he doesn't give you something in return. over in Genesis in the second chapter back again. He said in verse 15, God said, and said, Jim, would you come drink water? And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest eat freely, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. And so when man sinned in the Garden of Eden, when he partook of the tree that God told him not to partake of, he opened the door for the enemy to start working on him. And he was separated from God. We know that man died spiritually there, that he was separated from God. But the Lord began to show me that this is where it all began. We know everything began in the Garden of Eden. We know that when God created man and when they sinned, that it opened the door for the enemy to walk in. Read the curses. Y'all know what Genesis 3 says. But man disobeyed God. You got saved. You got filled with the Holy Ghost, and you obey God in everything. I sit right here this morning and disobeyed the Lord. I confess my sin. The Lord gave me a tongue, and I knew my husband already had the interpretation. I didn't give it. He didn't give his, and so we sinned. We do it. And this goes back to opening the door for the enemy to work. Over in Genesis 4, when Cain slew Abel, or before he killed him or after, I can't remember, but you can read it and find out. God told him sin lies at the door, and sin is a spirit, you know that, is waiting, and every time you open the door to let him in, he's going to come in. God warned Cain that sin was waiting for him. And he tells us to walk in obedience to his word.
Before he
murdered his brother. And we know to do, it said to him to know to do good and to do it not to him is sin. We had a witch come to our church one time. She told me, she said, there's no point in you cleaning your house and getting all this junk out. And I said, You are a liar. And she says, no. Said, you'll open the door. Said, we don't need a very big crack to send the curse in on you. Well, I don't believe that. It's true. The word tells us a curse can't cause us to come. They can send them. But if we're walking in the Lord and we haven't opened the door, they can't come in. And they'll go back to the sender. But how many of us are walking without a crack in our armor? And so God told them in the Garden of Eden, he said, don't eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Partake of the tree of life. A long time ago, when I first started walking in the Spirit, I had a man that walked in the office of a prophet, came to us, and we were talking about this. And he said, you know, he said, I really believe that tree was the tree, was Jesus, and the other was the devil. Knowledge of good and evil. They already had the knowledge of good. And I thought about that a long time, the thing that really got to me was, I said, Lord, why would they not partake of the tree of knowledge, a tree of life, instead of the tree of knowledge of good and evil? Why do we not take of the tree of life? We partake of Jesus, but how many of us are walking in a mixture that right here it's so easy to say amen and believe the Lord, but get out and go off on your own? And get around the world that's doing all their things, and you'll be drawn into it. Because there's so much in us that has to come out that God wants to get out of us. But we don't want to say that I might have a demon. Listen, if it's something I can get rid of, I won't get it out, don't you? Goodness gracious, just get it all out of us, Lord. Just clean us from top to bottom and let us be fit. You know, the beauty about getting deliverance is the more the enemy you get out, the more room you got for Jesus. And I'm telling you, that's what we want. How many of you can really hear the Lord like you want to? There's always somebody sitting there talking to you in the other ear. And we're not discerning the spirits. See, I'd much rather talk tonight on the Holy Ghost. I can teach something other than deliverance, but most time when I'm here, that's what they ask me to do, and I teach deliverance. But see, so much, there is so much garbage up here because the enemy has done such a number on us that we can't hear the Lord like we want to. We get so full of we're so full of so much of the, so many things that we can't hear Him like we want to. And I believe that when we start calling our soul back and get the mind, the will, and the motion, the soul that God put in us when He formed us in our mother's belly, that we can hear Him and walk in the authority and power that He wants us to walk in. You know the Word. You know what the Word says. You believe it with mental sense. But there's always something that stops you from going forth and laying hands on sick. Jim said the other night when we were having testimony, come in here to learn and go home and you do it. Cast out devils. But there's something inside of you saying, well, what? You don't want to do that. What would people think? You don't want to do that. What if you can't do it? Listen, I've been working on one woman so long, I'm so sick of her. That's the truth. I kid you not. But goodness, she's so much better than she was. She's come so far. But, you know, we just keep going on. One day she's going to be totally free. She wants to do deliverance. She wants to work on other people. That's what deliverance is about. Get free, get filled up on Jesus, and go deliver everybody. And when we get enough people believing and get them delivered so they can go and pray and get other people delivered, Jesus will come. As it's been saying, we believe He's close. Over in Ezekiel, in the 18th chapter of Ezekiel, what does it say about about sin? In the 18th chapter of Ezekiel, in verse 4, it says, behold, all souls of mine, as the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. See, God gave us the soul. He put it in Adam. He put it in us. And if the devil can take a piece of your soul out and put a spirit, a demon, I always say spirit. Most people don't like your demon, but if he put a demon in its place, then that demon can war against the Word of God in you and argue with you about it. Maybe you all don't have that problem. But I'll tell you, the devil does everything he can to work on us. You know, in Ephesians, in the second chapter, to show you where we came from. We all know where we came from, but look at Ephesians 2 in verse 1. Paul writing to the church at Ephesus said, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Before you came to Jesus, you had no protection against the devil. And God doesn't have grandchildren. There was a time you did not know Jesus Christ. I don't care if you grew up in a religious family, a spiritual family, but there was a time, the Word says, that having once known God, we rebelled against Him, and therefore we were cut off from Him. In other words, the Spirit comes from God, and then there's a time when we sin and know right from wrong, and we're cut off, separated from God, and then we have to be born again. That's over, talks about it in Romans. So you had no protection. The only protection you can have as a child is to have people, that family, that are believers that can pray over a child and keep them protected so the enemy can't get a hold of them. But how many of our forefathers knew anything about the sins of the fathers? How many of them knew about breaking curses? How many of them knew about how to really pray over their children?
How many of us know?
Well, that's where where we are today, because we didn't do it. We didn't know it. And so, therefore, the enemy had an open door to come in. For the God of this world, we walked according to the God of this world. When you come to the Lord, then you come back out of his dominion, out of the devil's dominion. You have to run to the Bible with me. I've got no scripture over in Ezekiel I want to use, okay? Ezekiel 18, verse 5 says, now, to show you how the enemy gets in. Said, but if a man be just and do that which is lawful and right and has not eaten upon the mountains, neither has lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, neither has defiled his neighbor's wife, neither has come near to a minstrel's woman, and he has not oppressed any, but has restored to the debtor his pledge, has spoiled none by violence, has given his bread to the hungry, and has covered the naked with a garment, he that has not given forth upon usury, neither has taken any increase, that hath withdrawn his hand from iniquity, that has executed true judgment between man and man, has walked in my statutes, and has kept my judgment to deal truly. He is just. He shall surely live, saith the Lord God. Now, how many of us, before we came to know Jesus Christ, walked without doing all those things? So you see, before you came to the Lord, you had all kinds of open doors. Well, you belong to the devil. Just to be honest with you, he had a right to take it because you belong to him. There's only two forces in the world. There's God and the devil. So when we, before, people don't like to believe this, but we were the devil's children before we were born again and became God's children. And so the devil could do to us anything he wanted to do. It's awful, isn't it? But it's true. So the scripture tells us that unless we walk like God has planned and intended, then the enemy could do what he wanted to do. How many of our parents knew how to pray over us? Oh, they prayed. If we had Christian parents, how many of us, all of us, did all of us have Christian parents? Well, anyways, going on, we see that the enemy has all had a open door to do to us what he wanted to. You know, I think, I wish to the dear Lord I had had some of the teachings that we know now when I was raising my children. My daughter-in-law, when she got pregnant with her second child, we didn't know it when she was pregnant with her first. We prayed over that baby in her womb. We asked the Father to protect that baby. We covered that baby with the blood of Jesus, and we did deliverance on that baby before it was born. And when she had that baby, we had broken the curse of Eve over her. We went to the hospital with her. When she had that baby, we bound pain. We bound everything we could think of. She had that baby, and that baby came. And that baby, little girl today is one of the smartest little girls. See, we knew how to pray over her. We didn't know how to pray over the others. We didn't know how to pray over our children. But we prayed over, see, a child can be delivered in the womb. And we can protect them now. We know how to protect them. But how many people, how many sermons have you ever heard where we were taught before how to pray and over our kids? Oh, we prayed, Lord, take care of them, and God did. But the enemy still had an open door to them. And so he's telling us here that the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And over in Proverbs 6, we began to see how the soul can be destroyed. You know, I think most of us in here believe in soul ties. If you don't, you need to get some of the tapes back there on soul ties or some of the books and recognize that we need to break soul ties between us and other people. In Proverbs 6, chapter 6, in verse 32, it says, but whoso committeth the adultery with a woman liketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. Before you came to the Lord, did you commit adultery? If you've done it since you came to the Lord, you destroy your own soul. It's an open door. If you've been married before and divorced and remarried, you have a soul tie. You see, in Genesis, in chapter, what is it, 2? It's the last verse where it said, you know, when God created a woman, and he, man and woman became one flesh. They had a soul tie. They became one. This is why God didn't want divorce. Because when you separate two that have lived together, when there's that bonding and they have that soul tie and that you separate them, then you're, there's a void and man does this. God didn't give it. God didn't give divorce. Jesus said Moses gave a bill of divorcement because of the hardness of the heart. Now, what I'm trying to say to you tonight, I'm not condemning anybody, but what I'm trying to show you is that if you've ever been married to someone else, even if your spouse died, you need to call your soul back. You need to break a soul tie with them and call your soul, call their soul out of you and call your soul back. We learned Gemini about really how strong man and woman soul ties are. One day when he would come in, I think I shared this before, I'm going to share it again. He would come in from work, and he was so good to me, he brought me the flu several times. And I really got tired of it. He'd come in sick, and I'd cover myself with the blood, and I'd say, no, you're not giving that to me. I'm not going to receive it. I'm the healed, and we don't believe in sickness here. You go down the road, somebody down there is waiting on you. But I would still get it. So one night we were sitting there, and I said, Jim, I'm so sick and tired of you bringing stuff to me. I don't know what to do. I said, I really don't appreciate it. And I said, I wish you'd do some deliverance on me and call this off of me. So he started calling it off of me. He was calling the flu off. We do deliverance for healing. We just call whatever it is off. And he was trying to get it off of me, and nothing was happening. And the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, tell him to call it off of himself. And he wasn't sick. But that didn't make sense to me, but, you know, things of God don't always make sense to the natural mind. So I said, Jim, call the flu off of you. Call all my symptoms off of you. And he began to call them off of him, and I got deliverance. And the Lord told me, he said, you got an evil soul tie with him. We got a good one. We'll soon be married 51 years. And we've been together so long we look alike. And so poor thing is right. Bless him, Lord. He does. But we broke the evil soul tie, and he hadn't brought me anything else. I'm so glad. Just the rose. No sickness. But see, a lot of the things I'm trying to share with you tonight is things I've really learned in deliverance. And then the Lord gives me scripture for him. I told this one time. I was over here teaching, sharing, and I was telling about I ran into a spirit called a hunter souls. And the way I ran into that thing was the lady came in our church sick. And in our church, when anybody gets sick, they come to church, and we do deliverance on them. And usually they go home perfectly okay. Well, I couldn't get anything to move on that girl. I was calling everything else. She said, they're looking at me. And I thought, well, what do I do now, Lord? And he said, call the ruler of the sickness off. Well, that sounded good. So I said, okay, you demon of sickness that rules her sickness. I said, I command you come out of there in the name of Jesus. Well, anything happened right then. So I thought, well, Lord told me, I'll just keep after it. And I said, you come off of her right now in Jesus' name. And all of a sudden, this thing come out and just, you know, growled at me and said, how come you call me up? I looked at him and said, well, who are you? He said, you call me up. And so, see, I called the ruler of sickness, and I said, well, who are you? You know, he didn't tell me real easy, but it ended up, he said he was the hunter of souls. Well, I never heard of the hunter of souls. And I thought, well, okay, that's what you say you are. And I said, when I got through, we got it off her. She was okay. She went home. She was fine. And I said, Lord, I don't know about this. I need scripture for it. He gave it to me. Ezekiel 13. He hunts the souls to make them fly. Ezekiel 13, 18 through 21, something like that, talks about. I may get to it and share part of it with you because, well, while I'm at it, I'll just do it right now. It also says in Ezekiel 13, verse 18, he said, I'm in 18, I'm in the wrong chapter, I think I look right. He said, and say, thus saith the Lord God, woe to the women that sew pillow to all armholes and make kerchiefs upon the head of every statue to hunt souls, to hunt souls. Will you hunt the souls of my people, and will you save the souls alive that come unto you? Will ye pollute me among my people for handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread to slay the souls that should not die and to save the souls alive that should not live by your lying to my people that hear your lies? You hear what I just read to you? People that should die don't. And people that need to live die. Said, you hunt the souls of my people. People that are living in hospitals that are on tubes and being kept alive by machines. People in nursing homes that their minds are gone. The devil keeps them alive. That's what he said. Will you hunt the souls of my people? And will you save the souls alive that come unto you? And will you pollute me among my people for handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread to slay the souls that should not die and to save the souls alive that should not live by your lying to my people that hear your lies? You see, people, I had a lady in our church, her mother, before we learned this, her mother was real elderly and in a nursing home, and she was in a fetal position. And she said, why won't, my mother knows the Lord, says she's lived for the Lord all her life. Why does she not die? God, why are you leaving her in this kind of condition? And she was so fearful, so full of fear. And finally one day she said to me, she said, you know, I just want to pray that God will release her and let her go. Well, after a while, she did finally die, but she lived that way a long time. And she says, I don't understand why my mother was like that. Well, this is what the scripture says. And this is a scripture the Lord gave me when I went after that ruler. Let me throw this in too while I'm at it. I began, this spirit that I was working on in her, this girl, told me why she was having so much sickness. He said, every one of those souls that he had in his pouch, so you got the pillows, which were pouches, that we found that was a pouch on the demon itself, that the soul that was in it, like from the mother or the grandfather or whoever, the sickness that they had were in her, in that soul. And when you get the soul out, the sickness went with it.
It's quiet, don't
it? It's true. It's a lot, but it's true. When he began to call my mother's soul off of me, I got over the problem I had. And my mother had walked in that. And my grandmother, don't have to bring me, dig into the word and find it for yourself. Do deliverance and find it. Call it off. See people get healed from it. Okay? But the word, God has always been real faithful about giving me in the scripture what I run into in deliverance. We do one-on-one deliverance. And a lot of times the demons manifest and talk to us. We just assume they didn't, but they do. And when they, you know, they're kind of our prisoner, and we just say, we, you know, they go spouting off at the mouth at us. We just see what we can find out. But the Lord, I always say, Lord, I got to have it in the Word. He gave it to me in the Word. Now, I said I'd show you, I used Proverbs 6 to show you that through adultery, that there's a soul tie formed, and there's also the soul can be destroyed through adultery. And so I said to you to call your soul back if you've been married before, if you've lost your wife. Call the soul, if you don't want to believe that you need to call your soul back from them. I don't understand all this. I just know when I first heard of soul ties, the Lord taught me when I broke a soul tie to call the soul tie out. And I never heard anybody else doing it. But when the Lord tells me something, I just do it. If it doesn't work, then I hadn't missed anything. But if it does work, if God is showing it to me and I see it manifested, I just praise the Lord and I try to remember it. But as I told you, the enemy tries to steal things from us. So I write it down. I've got every sermon I've ever preached in a book simply so I won't let the devil take it away from me. And God gives us the scripture. Go to Psalms chapter 7. I hope I'm not boring y'all tonight. But I want you to know that there's so much about the soul. If we can ever really understand what God's trying to show us about the soul, we're going to see people get free a lot faster. We're going to see people get healed. We're going to see people that are lying on the bed that can't do anything for themselves. We're going to see them get healed and raised up. I firmly believe that. I was at a meeting one time. Thousands of people there. And they brought a wheelchair in and had a man dressed like the devil in a red suit and a tail and had him bound, and they was pushing him along. They said, see, the devil can't hurt you. Said, he's defeated, he's bound. Well, he is defeated. Jesus defeated him. But you haven't. You haven't. You see, he's defeated, and he's going to end up in the lake of fire. But when Jesus defeated him and took the keys of the kingdom away from him and defeated him, that judgment has not been carried out yet. Satan is not in hell.
Never
been, but he's gone. That's right, but they're going. And we've been deceived that the devil can't do anything to us because we're blood-bought. We are blood-bought, thank God. And we stand on that blood. We're sanctified by the blood. We're justified by the blood. We're cleansed by the blood. But we're still in these bodies. And we still sin and open the door. And we need to get all of our soul back and get free from all these things that are binding us so we can walk on in who we are. And the world can see you coming and there'll be such a glow on you that the light of God will be shining that people... You know, I firmly believe that we can walk and people get saved just like they did with Smith Wigglesworth. They say, my God, you convict me of my sin. I don't see anybody doing that, do you? But I believe that it can be done. I believe God wants his people to walk there. And because we are so hard-headed and stiff-necked and full of pride, we do everything we can to stop the Lord from doing what he wants to do in us. And I keep saying, Lord, I'm like the elder today that came to our church. Lord, if I have to swing from the ceiling fan, I want to be free. That's what she used to say. She was 80, 83 years old. 72. Well, her husband was 80-something. And she said, I got to get healed and get delivered. Said, I don't care if I swing from chandelier. We didn't have a chandelier, but she was willing. And she got healed of cancer. She got healed of a lot of things through deliverance. That little old lady, my little old granddaughter did a lot of deliverance on her. My granddaughter was 5 years old. She'd sit, pull her chair up and sit in front of her, and she'd bind everything and say, come on out of her now in Jesus' name. And she'd just sit there and call them out, and that lady would get deliverance. My granddaughter believed, and Laura wanted it. You see, the reason we don't get delivered, we're so deceived sometimes that we don't want to get rid of our friends. God won't take away your friends. You got to kick them out. You got to say, you have no right in here. I'm blood-bought. You are illegal here trespassing upon God's property. Now get out of me. Amen. And they have to go. He said, O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him that without cause is mine enemy. Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Did you ever read that before? Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Well, he's going to do it if he gets an opportunity to. Yea, let him tread down my life upon the earth and lay mine honor in the dust. Okay, go over to Psalms. Let me see if I can read my own writing. I wrote a note there. 58. Psalms 58, verse 3. The wicked are estrangled... from the womb, you know what it is, read it. And they go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. In other words, when a person is born, and they go astray, and that's the open door for the enemy to just... I'm just giving you some more references of what I had just got through reading. And speaking lies. You know, we tell lies sometimes to keep them hurting people's feelings. But we do it. Don't we do it? But it's still a lie. And over in Revelation in the chapter 21 and verse 8, it says, no liars will be in heaven. And yet we don't think anything about it. And yet it's an open door for the devil to work on us. Psalms 59, verse 3 says, for lo, they wait in wait for my soul. The mighty are gathered against me, not for my transgression nor for my sin, O Lord. He said, verse 2 said, deliver me from the workers of iniquity and save me from bloody men, that for they, lo, they lie in wait for my soul. This, as this woman told me when she said they sent curses, she said all they got to do is wait long enough, said you'll open the door. He said, how did that witch tell me that? Well, she was pretending she was saved. And she wanted help. And I was giving her the third degree. What I was really trying to find out was how they sent curses upon us. You know, we're always fighting witchcraft curses. And I thought, well, if she's true, she'd be willing to tell us something that would help, you know, and we could send angels to destroy whatever they're doing and break the curses and so forth. Come find out she was a plant. She was sent in to destroy our church. But she told me, she said that the curses come. And you always open the door for them. And that's what he said. They lie in wait for my soul. And that goes back to what God said to Cain. Sin lies at the door. We don't like to think about that we do these things, but we do. But I tell you, God wants us free. Another scripture, he's over in Mark 8, tells us that the soul can be traded, exchanged. Mark chapter 8, that's right, verse 36. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Men are making merchandise of men's souls. The Lord told me, we work with the mission. I told you we worked with in the missions with the people down there. They started out with a mission to help people. They were bringing people in our street, and they were feeding them and clothing them and giving them a place to stay. And then something happened. They turned it around, and they put the men to work, sent the men, got them jobs, but they don't let the people pay them. They pay the mission. It's not a mission anymore. It's a workplace. And I said, God, what's happening? He gave me Revelation, what is it, 18, 17 or 18. And he says, they're making merchandise of those men's soul. They cared not for the men's soul anymore that they were brought the men in. They, of course, it gives them a place to stay. They have food to eat and they have clothes to wear. But they're not working and taking care of the people's souls like they did at the beginning. And so men exchange. These men that are in charge are exchanging their soul. The men that are in charge, soul is going in, been exchanged for money. And anything that we put above God, we make an idol of it, and part of our soul goes into it. Anything. If it's your children, if it's your husband, if it's your wife, if it's your money, if it's your property, whatever it is that you're so afraid, listen, give it to God. Give the kids to God. Lord told me when we came in here Friday night, we came early so we could have fellowship with Pagan Bill. They're our friends before we started ministry. And so Saturday night when we went here, the Lord was telling me, he said, there's a lot of people like you in here, like me, that your family's all gone and you're alone. And he said, there's a lot of hurts. There's a lot of rejection. There's a lot of fear. There's a lot of loneliness. He told me, there was a lot of it here. Because our children have grown and they got families of their own, or mine's all over the country. But you feel lonely. You can't help it. You love your kids. But God began to show me how to turn my kids loose. He told me, he said, I used to roll them over, the carob over on the Lord. And I said, Lord, I just roll the care of my kids over on you. Well, that was good for a little while, but then I'd take them back. But God began to say, break soul tie with them. Get free from them. And I said, but Lord, they're my kids. He said, that's okay. You can love them. Trust me with them. But get free from them. So they're not controlling your every thought. And so I began to break soul ties with my kids. And if I think on them too much, I'll go back and break it again, and I'll start calling my soul back. Because if I find that I'm thinking on them more than I am the Lord, then I know what's happened.
Yes.
And you see, God is trying to free us. And when he frees me from them, he's freeing them from me so he can work in them. But as long as we stay bound to them, as long as we put them first in our thoughts and in our every waking moment, why don't my kids call? Why don't they come see me? What are they doing? They're not living right. Well, it's not my business. It's God's. And so I say, Lord, they're yours. And I call my soul back. I break soul ties between my kids and me. We don't really realize how much that frees us. The first time I really saw how the soul tie worked, we had a man that wanted to come to our church. He was in the Methodist church, but he'd grown up in the Methodist church, and his whole family was Methodist. And he wanted to come to our church, but he felt guilty. And I thought, oh dear, Lord, what are we supposed to do to help this man? And the Lord told me, he said, break a soul tie between him and that church. It was so simple. And I thought, well, I've never done that before, but okay. This one I began to learn you can put your soul in things. And I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just break a soul tie between him and the Methodist Church. And I should restore a soul in Jesus' name. Amen. 3 weeks later, he came in and he said, I quit my church. I resigned all my offices. And here I am. And I just told him when I broke soul tie, I said, his name is Clarence. I said, Clarence, you got to do what God wants you to do. But I'll tell you what, God said, break soul tie, and that'll free you to make up your own mind. And God sent him into the church. So anything that we put our soul into, our heart and soul, when I left the Baptist church, man, I had to break soul tie between me and that Baptist church. That would have been life to me for a long time. And I thought they had the only truth. I thought everybody, well, I really did. They had taught me so much that I really thought they did. So praise the Lord. But going on, I'm going to finish this, and we're going to go into deliverance in just a minute. But in Proverbs chapter 11, one more scripture that I want to use. In verse 30, said, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Do you know what that word winneth means? I looked that up in my concordance. It says to bring back, to fetch, to restore the soul. He that winneth souls is wise. There's a footnote in my Bible that says, he that taketh those souls is wise. But God wants them restored, and he wants to restore some souls here tonight.
Yes.
And I want to. Usually I let Jim do the mass deliverance when I get through. But since I did this, I don't know. He could probably read it. But if y'all don't mind, I'm going to do it. If I was in my church, I'd do it anyways. When he preaches, he does it, and I'm in my church, and I preach, I do it. I'll say, well, come do deliverance for me. You preach, you do it. He's real good when I'm here. He'll do it for me. But I want to break some soul ties between the fathers and the mothers and the grandmothers and the grandfathers and call some spirits out that I've discovered that are under those soul ties. You want some deliverance in that area? For those that want it, you can receive it. If you don't, you don't have to get it, because, as I said, the Lord, He won't deliver you if you don't want to be delivered. But I want us to to pray and ask the Father to restore the soul. The Scripture says that angels are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those that shall be heirs of salvation. So I'd like for us to pray and ask the Lord to send forth His angels to restore our soul, to bring our soul back. God knows where every piece of our soul is. And so I'd just like to pray and break soul ties and ask the angels to go and gather our souls and restore them. You want to lead us in that prayer? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come now recognizing your word to be the true and infallible word of the Most High God, and that it works. And Father, we know that your word works, and it works every time.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
And it works every time that we meet the condition that you've set forth in your word. So Father, we've come meeting conditions tonight within ourselves to receive that you have for us. And right now, Father, I ask you to send your angels right at this particular moment, Lord, to search out and to bring back and to restore to every person here who desires it and who stand with you tonight that portion of their soul that has been removed by the demons and replaced in their mind that demon that has come in, and to move him out, Lord, to destroy his power and his strength, and to take him out of our soul, and to put that portion of our soul back in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, amen.
Now, Father, let the angels take the souls of those that have no business in our soul out. for. We recognize the fact that there are souls of, that belong to others that have been placed within us.
Yes.
And so we ask that the angels remove those and carry those back to their rightful owners right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we stand on your word,
yes,
where it's alive and powerful. You said it was sharper than any two-edged sword. So therefore, Father, we know that your word is true. And we count it as done already because your word has declared it, and we have believed it and received it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. In the name of Jesus, I bind the strong man in each one in Jesus' name. I ask, Father, that you just fill this place now with angels again in the name of Jesus Christ. Now I break the soul tie and call back the soul, call out the soul of the real father of each one here in the name of Jesus. The real father in Jesus' name. Let them go. Come on out. The soul of the father. Turn loose and come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And under that soul, I call out incest and rape and lewd sex and the curse of the bastard in the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus, the soul of the real Father, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, restore the soul. Restore the soul in Jesus' name. And we call the soul of the fathers out in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let them go. Let them go. And every spirit, every demon that's under those souls, I command them out now in Jesus' name. Incest, rape, lewd sex, curse of the bastard, in the name of Jesus, turn loose and come out now, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I call the soul of the mother out, the real mother, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I break the soul tie between each one here and the mother, and I call the mother's soul out, in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn loose and let them go, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Turn loose and come out of there. And under the soul of the mother, I call out the rejection. Spirit of rejection. Curse of the bastard. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Unlove. Inability to give or receive love. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, let them go. Sickness and cravings, come out of there now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, unforgiveness, rejection, let them go. Turn them loose and come out of there now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Father, restore the soul from the mother and call the mother's soul out in Jesus' name and restore each one's soul from their mothers in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, unforgiveness, hatred, come out of there. That's under the soul of the mother. Come out of there. Rejection, bitterness, unlove. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Jealousy, come out of there now in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. Hatred, cancer in women that comes from the mother, come out of there now in Jesus' name. And baldness in men, let them go. Let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn loose and come out of there. Let them go in Jesus' name. High blood pressure, strokes and heart attacks that are under the soul tie with the mother, come out of there now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, let them go. Let them go. Turn loose and come out of there. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Bitterness, rejection, hatred, unlove, inability to receive or give love, come out of there now. Spirits of deception, let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, let them go. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. You have no right. They're blood bought, redeemed, and paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come out of there. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, all high blood pressure, strokes, heart attacks, come out of there now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, overeating and large stomachs come from mothers. In the name of Jesus, come out of there. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. Turn loose and come out in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, soul of the grandfather, come out of there now in Jesus' name. We break the soul tie between each one and their grandfather on their father's side in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Spirits of incest, rape, witchcraft, Satanism, alcohol, addiction, lust and perversion, come out of there now in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come out of there. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I call out every one of those evil soul ties. In the name of Jesus, evil soul ties, come out of there. Soul of the real grandmother, of the grandmother, come out of there. On the father's side, come out now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, sickness, all diseases and early death, come out of there. Witchcraft and insanity and madness. In the name of Jesus, spirits of Jezebel, come out of there. They came in through the grandmother. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come out of there. Insanity, madness, and Jezebel, come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. I break every soul tie of, between each one here and the grandfather on the mother's side. And I call out the soul tie of the grandfather on the mother's side. Come out of there. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out now in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Spirits of blindness, dumbness, inferiority, hardness of heart, a hard heart of unbelief, unlove, and madness and pride and jealousy. Come out of there. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Soul of the grandmother on the mother's side of the family. I call that soul out. I break the soul tie between the grandmother and each one here in Jesus' name. And I call out early death, rejection, rebellion, idolatry, and haters of God. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. It is written that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess, Jesus is Lord. Come out now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, any person, soul of any person you've ever committed adultery with, that other than your wife, in the name of Jesus, I call out the spirit of adultery. And if you've ever committed adultery with anyone, you break a soul tie between them and call your soul back. Because the word said the spirits of destruction come in through it. And so I call destruction out in Jesus' name. Spirits of destruction. In the name of Jesus Christ, let them go. Let them go. Adultery, fornication, harlotry, and lying spirits and deception. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, lust and pride and fear and strife and deception. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, spirits of harlotry, lying spirits, spirits of the occult that come in through fornication, come out of there now in Jesus' name. Rebellion, rebellion against God, rebellion against mother, and rebellion against fathers, come out of there now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, resentment, envy, idolatry, and witchcraft, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus, let them go, let them go, let them go, in the name of Jesus, all of those evil soul ties, come out of there, all the evil soul ties of the father, the mother, the grandfather, and the grandmother, come out of there now, in Jesus' name, and all the sickness and disease, come out of there. In the name of Jesus, spirits of cancer, cancer of the blood, skin cancer, come out of there, madness and insanity. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ. I'll tell you something else. If you prayed for a lot of people, different people, and ministered to them, you get a soul tie with them. And they draw from you. They drain you out. And so part of your soul can go into an individual through ministering to them. Because I break soul ties with everyone that I minister to very much because you get involved in ministering to them. So you need to break soul ties with them. Well, glory. Seems to stop. Praise the Lord. Take a deep breath and we'll do it one more time. Because there's a lot of things coming. Come on out there. Come on out there in the name of Jesus. Soul ties. All those evil soul ties. Come out there. Come out there. Come out there now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The soul of the mother. The soul of the father. The soul of the sister and the brother. The daughters. The sons. Come out of there. We break those evil soul ties. Come out of there. Come out of there. All the soul ties with the grandchildren. I break soul ties between the grandchildren and each one of us. In Jesus' name. Come out of there. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn them loose and let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Let them go. Come out of there. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, come out of them. Come out of them now in Jesus' name. Spirits of the soul, of those soul ties, all those evil soul ties, come out of there. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. Come out of there. Soul ties with children. Soul ties with children. Soul ties with husbands and wives. Come out of there. Ex-husbands. Soul ties with ex-husbands. Come out of there. Come out of there. Soul ties with ex-husbands. Come out of there. All the ex-husbands, ex-wives, souls. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let them go. Let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come out of there. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All spirits of abuse. Spirits of abuse that came in through the grandfathers and the fathers, come out there now. Spirits of abuse. Spirits of abuse, child abuse, molestation, come out there now. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Let them go. Come on out there. All those soul ties that were formed through abuse, come out of there. Come out of there now. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. All the abuse, all the soul ties with the abuse, come out of there. Come out of there now. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of there. Come out of there. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. All the defeat. Come out of there. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Spirits of insanity. Mind-wandering spirits. Mind-binding spirits. Come out of there. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn them loose. Turn loose and come out of there. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus, come out of there, come out of there. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Come on out of there, souls of the fathers, souls of the mothers, all the abuse, in the name of Jesus, hatred, all the self-hatred, come out of there. Come out of there now in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. All unclean spirits that came in, come out of there. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Let them go. Turn them loose and come out in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, His name is highly exalted above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee bows and every tongue confesses, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, restore the soul, restore the mind, restore the will and the emotions in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I've asked you, Father, to break all the bondage off the emotions. You know, we talked about the bound emotions, and then the Lord began to show me that a lot of the emotions have been removed. Some people say, well, I don't ever cry. Well, we always thought, what's bound emotions? Until we discovered that it's the emotions, parts of the emotions have been removed. Why can we not love like we want to? Why can we not even sense the presence of the Lord like we want to? Because the enemy has done such a work on us. Father, I ask now in the name of Jesus that every part of the soul that's been removed where the emotions are to be restored in Jesus' name. The personality, the ability, the mind, the will, and emotion, and everything that's been put in place of it to come out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Those false emotions, come out of there. Those bound emotions, come out of there. That demon that won't let you feel anything, come out of there now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. He restoreth our soul. Father, restore our soul. Every part of it. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I call out every part of that soul that has sickness in it. In the name of Jesus. That spirit that came in and brought the sickness and removed the health. In the name of Jesus. We want to walk in health, not in healing, but health in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on out there. Come on out there in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let him go. Let him go in the name of Jesus. 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 His name is highly exalted above every name, that at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee bows and every tongue confesses.
The thieving spirit that comes to steal the word.
The thieving spirit that comes to steal the word, I command it to come out of there now in Jesus' name. You thieving spirit, you come out of there. You thieving demon that steals the word, come out of there. You that are trying to steal the word tonight, I command you out right now in Jesus' name. Come on out of there. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Come out of there. Come out now in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. You that steals the word, come out now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. Let them go. Let them go. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, glory. Glory. Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father. We just ask you now. Send the angels to cleanse the church. Cleanse the church. Take every demon out of here in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And when I bind every person up, every spirit that's been loose, I bind in the name of Jesus. 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 You will not torment nor harass in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let's ask the Lord to fill us up, okay? Father, in Jesus' name, we just ask you to fill every vacancy. Fill us with your spirit, Father. Fill us every crack in us. Fill every part of us with the joy of the Lord. Fill us, Lord, with your love. Fill us with the wisdom and sound mind. Loose within each of us a sound mind, Father. In the name of Jesus, fill us, Father, fresh and anew with the Holy Ghost and the joy of the Lord. In Jesus' name.
We first heard about soul ties from Norman Parrish, who is a missionary. Really, he's more than that. He's an apostle, really, my opinion, in Central and South America, where he ran into a situation where a witch doctor had taken the souls of people and put them in jars. And the man got saved, and he went and broke all these jars and threw them over into a ravine, and the people changed that he had that were still living. And then we've heard others teach on it, but that one of the best teachings I've ever heard tonight, Mildred. Really, you had scriptures all the way through to back up everything. And when you have the word as a basis, there is no way that anybody can gainsay it, because you use the scripture for a basis to prove that the validity of it. And but it's very simple to see that where there's adultery and fornication and those areas, that there's soul ties. But then there's all these other areas as well that we're involved in through life, through our ancestors, and through things we're involved in that causes us to come under the bondage of soul ties, let alone all the area of witchcraft and the occult. That's another area altogether different from what she even spoke about tonight. Maybe Dr. Null, he is kind of an expert in the area of the occult, because in years past he was kind of raised and brought up and was involved in it for many years, and he has a great understanding of the occult. And so we appreciate his teachings on that. And the Lord may lay that on his heart to teach on that one afternoon before the week's over when he gets here. But we appreciate the revelation of the Word that the Lord's bringing to us by the Word. Not hearsay, not something that somebody else said or tradition, but the Word. It is written. And that's the authority that we have. It is written. And when we stand on the authority that it is written, the devil has to flee. Amen. Amen. Well, Father, we thank you again for your anointing that flows as we bring forth your Word. We thank you for the anointing. Father, we thank you for the deliverances and the bondages that many of us have been set free. We hope and believe for all of us that have been set free here in areas of our life tonight. We thank you for it, and we thank you for the Holy Ghost, Father, to fill all these areas so there's no place for anything to return, no vessel swept and clean for anything to come back to. We thank you for it, Father.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for a good night's rest.
Yes.
We thank you for peace and joy in the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.